Nabisco factory workers are striking across America against contract concessions demanded by their employer and job outsourcing to Mexico. The strike began in Portland on August 10th. About 200 workers represented by the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers Union, Local 364, halted production at Nabisco's North Portland factory. Since then, the strike has spread to Colorado, Virginia, Illinois, and Georgia.
Okay, my name is Mary Vigil.
My name is Debria Evanson.
Emily Lugatti.
We're over here also to stand firm on our justice and what the company needs to respect and honor our, you know, our contract. Give us, we're not asking for much. We're just asking for the same thing. Same thing that we had, a 4-year contract, and instead of them making us work a lot. Because they already make us work a lot. Okay? Now they want us to make more and pay less.
Yeah, 5 days a week.
And pay less. And want us to pay our medical on top of what we've already been paying medical. You know, we've already paid medical. So,
yeah, we've had this, we had the same thing for a long time. I've been working here for 23 years. What we have now is what our people from below, I mean, from before, that they fought for, and that this is what we have now. And we just want to keep what we have right now. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, because I've been working there for 40 years there, and in 2018, they took the benefits away. A lot of people just got up and left because they wanted to keep their benefit and they weren't of age to actually retire. And so to me, that was an insult because after that, there was a period of time when the company said, okay, we'll put a 401k for instead. And I'm like, well, they took away my benefit. Now they want to give me a 401k. 401k is really not a guarantee because it could crash and burn. For me, that was an insult for the ones that left because they wanted to keep their benefits. So the company keeps wanting to take. They don't respect us of all the work that we do, all the labor, and all the overtime. And through the whole pandemic, we work nonstop. And we
are essential workers.
Yes. And so that's why, you know, enough is enough.
Do you feel like things got worse here during the pandemic?
Yes, it did. Yes. And we still stayed strong, made a lot of money for the company. Sometimes it was a whole month back to back every day.
Yeah.
And then there was times they made us work two weeks in a row and weekends nonstop.
Day off.
And then when somebody gets hurt, they say, oh, it's your fault, or they make you feel guilty like you're trying to do, you know, scam them or whatever, you know what I mean? But they don't realize it. Throughout all our years, we put a lot of work and labor, hard labor and everything, and there's wear and tear. You know, we're not a machine.
Was there like a final straw moment?
Yes. They were in trying to do our contract, and the guy apparently said, the lawyers, one of the lawyers on the Mondelez said, well, you got to do what you got to do. So we're going to do what we have to do.
Nabisco's parent company, Mondelez International, recorded more than $5.5 billion profit in the second quarter of 2021. CEO Dirk Vandeput received a $16.5 million salary in 2021, $1.9 million more than in 2018, and 544 times the median employee income of less than $31,000. At Mondelez International's 2021 shareholders meeting in May, AFL-CIO representative Brandon Reese pointed out that the average pay increase for employees was just $100 per year, quote, not even enough to buy a pack of Oreos for your family each week at the grocery store. At a rally on Saturday, Oregon Secretary of State Shamia Fagan shared some words in support of Nabisco workers.
Well, I'm Shamia Fagan. I use she, her pronouns, and I am so honored to be Oregon Secretary of State and stand with Oregon's labor movement. In particular, I'm happy to be here today because y'all make a hell of a cookie. We and our family, we love us some Oreos. But we're here today, and when I think of Oreo today, I think of, overtime. How many of you watched a little overtime in the last 18 months? Yeah. And because you work overtime, you deserve to be paid overtime wages. Is that right? So Oreo, O for overtime, R, record profits. profits, they want to pad executive salaries. Instead of padding executive salaries, what do we want? When do we want it?
Now.
And because you worked overtime and made record profits and they want to pad executive salaries, what did you do today? You organized. Like we do in the labor movement, and when we organize, what do we want? When do we want it?
Now.
And because we never have a single Oreo, it's always Oreos. S is for solidarity. S is for solidarity. And my kids and I, we talked about it at the table this morning. I told them the story of why we're here today. And our family is standing in solidarity with you to say no contract. Keep it up, fight, and we will stand with you every step of the way. I'm Shamia Fagan, your Secretary of State. Proud to stand.
In the past year, Mondelez has closed Nabisco plants in New Jersey and Georgia, eliminating 1,000 union jobs. In the same year, they opened new plants in Mexico, where they can compensate employees less. Among workers' complaints are mandatory 7-day shifts, 12-hour days, and the elimination of overtime. The company also attempted to raise healthcare costs to $4,000 annually, a huge portion of a factory worker's paycheck. Workers at the Portland plant, including one woman who participated in the 1969 strike and has worked there 53 years, see Mondelez International trying to scrap their hard-earned contract that numerous other companies had respected. From KBOO News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.